flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for Super Bowl 59. Join us for the Chiefs and Eagles live from New Orleans February 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home for the NFL on Westwood One. Brought to you by your greater Atlanta area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. Prize Picks run your game. And Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee way.
Is it steak so on air?
We got your breakfast, your drinks, your money, and your gambling money. Daily fantasy money.
There we go.
With
them eggs hitting on that, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a hard time finding eggs? My wife had to go to three different stores find eggs.
Two weeks ago, she didn't. She couldn't. But then I think, like, last week, I went and got my haircut where I get my haircut at, in this Walmart. And I got there. They just stocked up. But
okay,
I'm not
good.
One of the people to go buy all the damn eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
She said,
an egg hoarder.
So I bought one 18 thing of eggs. So, yeah.
Now, she did. We normally get two dozen, so 24 at a time. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of eggs.
Yes.
But then her coworker had said, hey, if you see any eggs,
grab
me some because I can't find them.
Right.
So she grabbed another dozen, too.
Yeah.
So she was worried that people might have thought that she was an egg hoarder.
Yeah. We don't.
If you saw a beautiful blonde woman buying eggs at the Sprout East-West Connector the other day, she's not an egg hoarder.
Yeah.
Well, 12 of those were for her coworker.
Yeah, we don't eat a lot of eggs in my house. Only time we eat, because she'll usually cook breakfast on the weekend. So that's the only thing. But other than that, I don't really eat eggs during the week.
I eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
I eat eggs pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And I love them. It's hard to find. And so now this is us getting one step closer to her dream, which is us owning chickens.
Oh, yeah.
She wants that.
Do it.
She was like, wow, we can't find eggs. You know what we should get?
Do it.
What do you mean do it?
Do it. Do it.
That doesn't seem like the advice that you would be giving in this situation.
I'm not talking about you. I'm going to eat the chicken. Y'all are very.
I'm not getting chickens to eat chicken. I'm getting chickens to hatch eggs.
I understand that, but if I buy chicken to hatch eggs, eventually that chicken's going to be in a pot. You see what I'm saying? Eventually, y'all are more reasonable.
I know, but I can just get chicken from the store.
You look at the chicken like, oh, look at him laying eggs. Oh, come here, Lil. Come here. Look at this. See, I'm going to be looking at it like, damn, he looks like. What would he look like in some grease?
That's not 100% how I'd be looking at it. I would be looking at it like, damn, there's another thing, chore-wise, that now is added to my life.
Yeah, because you don't.
Because chicken coops
I've had to clean chicken coops
are messy.
Before. I've had to do that
and
before.
And you have to clean them.
We down there at Grandma Lavonia's house, man, in that country. Oh, yeah. You don't clean them damn chicken coops.
He is a bird dog. He is literally bred to attack birds. Well, not attack, just to spot birds, and I'm supposed to shoot him. I've disappointed him so many times.
If you don't think that Boone is going to...
He saw one of those Vs.
Yeah.
He saw one of those Vs of geese yesterday. Yeah. We were at the dog park, and he was like, there they are. And I didn't shoot him again. I'm 0 for my life. And he looked back at me like, cool, dude.
Yeah,
thanks
man.
For buying a bird dog and not ever shooting a bird. He thinks I'm a chump, I think. I do. I think that. He's like, I'm bred for this, and what do you get me for? Because I'm good with kids and cute in pictures? Thanks.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Pretty much.
I'm glad I've got hundreds of years of breeding so I can help hunters and you don't hunt.
Right, let's go bird hunting.
I would love to.
Let's go bird hunting.
I would love to.
All right, look at Bo. He's so excited.
I would love to. I would love to take him.
You would shoot something.
I would shoot certain birds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked.
Why?
I would never think you would shoot nothing.
Well, I mean, I eat them.
I eat them too.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to shoot them.
I don't want to shoot them, but I would. is what I'm saying. I feel a little bit like if I'm willing to eat it, I should be willing to kill it. Somebody killed it.
Appreciate you.
If it was back in the day, I would have had to have
of
killed
course.
It.
Of course. I've had this conversation. If I got to kill an animal for my family to survive, I'm a slice and dice.
Right, me too. You know what I mean? Obviously, we don't have to do that. We live in a modern society where you can go to a store and people do that for you.
Yeah.
But I'm just be like, if I'm going to eat it, like, again, I don't have to, I don't want to, but I would do it. And there's like certain birds that I definitely would shoot.
What is the bird that you would shoot?
A duck, first and foremost.
Okay.
I would take great pleasure in that.
That's too easy. But like, if it wasn't a duck.
I don't know, a quail? You go quail hunting? People dove? Do that. Dove? Oh, I don't know about that. I feel weird about it.
They're kind of tiny.
I'd feel weird about shooting a dove.
Not a white dove.
What? Oh, okay. It's like brown love. Dove. It's like love and, you know, the Bible and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Doves are a symbol of stuff.
Yeah, doves.
Not the dove pigeons, but the doves that actually fly in the air that are doves.
I don't know. I would shoot.
It's a hard shot because some things are way up.
How do you kill a turkey? You shoot it?
I'm assuming.
There's turkey shot and everything.
Like I would shoot a turkey.
There's a specific shotgun shot.
Do they have?
That seems like an easy one.
I had a question because I'll do this with you. Is there somewhere around here where you can go shoot turkeys in Georgia
for Thanksgiving or something?
For Thanksgiving,
probably.
I go catch my own turkey.
There would probably be a place there where you can find somebody to take you on a turkey hunt.
Right.
Like, you don't just roll up there and be like, go in the backyard like you're cutting out a Christmas tree.
I give you almost a 100% guarantee, as close to a 100% guarantee as I can give you without knowing for sure, that there is a person listening to this radio show right now that would take you and I turkey hunting.
Yeah, okay. There is.
They're like, hell yeah. I would love to take those guys turkey hunting. I would shoot a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you need a bird dog for that, though.
No.
They don't even fly.
I don't even know if your dog could drag the turkey back to the...
Yeah.
He could probably tell you where it is.
Like, there it is, waddling around on the ground.
But, you know,
shoot it.
Hey, I know how I am. If I shot a turkey, you know how I would like take the picture with the turkey? Like when people kill them big old bucks,
mm-hmm.
how they hold the horns up. I would hold like the turkey's neck up,
hell yeah.
stand over it.
Can you get a turkey head taxidermied and put on your wall?
Yes.
Like you do with a moose.
You can.
You can.
See, y'all are thinking shooting a turkey is easy, though. Turkeys are fast. They're not the easiest thing. And then once they see you, they take off running.
Dude, I'm sure.
They call me quick draw. McCraw.
Do they?
McCraw.
Who calls you that?
My folks. All right? Well, I mean, they cap me a day. Please.
I feel like.
There won't be no more turkey because I'm. Hey, I hit them in the sweet spot. They explode. I hit them in the sweet spot. They're going to be turkey meat everywhere.
I feel like compared to other birds that fly and are smaller, like a turkey's probably a little bit easier to hunt. But I don't. This is from a place of ignorance completely. If you're out there trying to shoot like a duck, they're way up there.
Yeah.
You know? You probably don't even have to close one eye to shoot a turkey. You know what I mean? When you're doing all that, you probably have both eyes open and shoot it from the hip.
I'm good on that.
You know?
I'm good on shooting stuff.
No, wait a minute.
You still have to aim.
We just talked about this, and now you're backing out?
No, if we find somebody to take us turkey, I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'll go.
I might not
go shooting, but I'm going to go watch you shoot.
It would be kind of fun to shoot your own turkey and then eat it for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Tell your in-laws,
what the hell you think I'm going to do with
this? This is what I guess where this came from.
Yeah, if I'm going to shoot a turkey.
Hunter-gatherer.
You damn right.
Hunter-gatherer over here. What have you been doing?
You're damn right.
What have you been gathering?
I just fed my family.
Yeah.
The whole family.
I fed my family with my hands and my brawn.
My relatives came in town to get fed by me.
Yeah. And I went out and got it
myself.
Would
you feel extra manly if that
was
the case? Yes.
That's what I was doing there.
Yeah.
That was all that man stuff I was doing right there.
Yeah.
How did I feel about that? You know, kind of thrust at him. All right. Let's talk some Super Bowl. Let's just do like a general overview. General overview. We haven't talked really hardly at all about this football game. Where was your mind at? Like, what are you thinking about?
Oh, man.
Who do you think wins?
Well, we'll make picks tomorrow.
I know,
we'll
but I think, who are you leaning to?
Because I think the biggest thing is Kansas City, you don't bet against him. You don't bet against Mahomes. You don't bet against Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best big game DCs ever.
Yeah.
So that's where you go.
I also
the best team, overall team, is the Eagles.
I think that's right.
Yes.
That clearly doesn't matter, right?
Yes.
Because the Chiefs are the best big game team. They've got the best big game player.
Yes.
They've got players that have been there. People call it championship DNA, if you want to say that. Like, there's not going to be a situation that they find themselves in this game that they're unfamiliar with, including being down, because they've been down in all of the Super Bowls that they've won, which is remarkable. Like, they're not going to panic. They're not going to whatever. Like, they're going to be fine. I also think, like, the thing about their defense that's been so impressive in this run, And we talked a lot about it because it was the biggest play of the game, that fourth down play against the Bills where they blitzed the corner, right? And they confused Josh Allen. They got off the field. They ultimately drove the ball themselves and won the football game. Like, that right there, to me, is such a microcosm of what they do defensively, just in terms of they're just so disciplined. Mm-hmm.
They take the 3 points.
They're just so sound. They're not going to make big, dumb mistakes. Because I feel like the thing, like, I'm not trying to take anything away from Saquon because he's incredible.
Yes.
But, like, the thing that teams do that gets them in so much trouble with Saquon is you try to be like a hero. Mm-hmm. You're like, to hell with this. I'm making a play.
Yep.
And then you get out of your assignment, and Saquon makes you pay. And whereas it might have been like an 8-yard gain if you played it soundly, mm-hmm. he cuts back and he's 60 yards down the field.
Correct.
The Chiefs don't do that.
No, they play.
Like,
they play
a disciplined team.
They're a gap. Discipline type thing. I think, and I heard one of the key matchups, I know we talk about receivers, is the interior. When we talk about the interior line, defensive line of the Eagles versus the offensive line of the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is the whole Jalen Carter and everything. And I heard a stat this morning about him and where he lines up. And 90% of the time, he lines up over the right guard. Mm-hmm. He's a 3 technique on the right mm-hmm. guard. Well, Kansas City has the best right guard of football mm-hmm. in Trey Smith. Best guard about to eclipse what Lindstrom got this offseason. That's how great of a player he is. And so do you move him around more? Because Tooney, who is the all-world left, did you realize this Tooney's about to go for his 5th Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Now he's playing left tackle. Mm-hmm. So there's a weakness at left guard. Do you put Jalen over there more?
I also heard somebody suggest, because who moved? Like, there was one of their offensive linemen moved from their traditional spot.
Tooney,
right?
Yeah, Tooney went from left guard, left tackle.
Maybe bump him back in?
And that, yeah.
To try to account for Carter. Now, that's, you know, that's maybe overthinking it.
Because you got to worry about the left. Who's playing left tackle.
Exactly. Right. Like, that might be. And again, that's something that I just don't think. Like, that's what I also don't worry about with the Chiefs is, like, they're going to have their game plan. Obviously, they're going to try to execute it, but they're not going to overthink anything and get too cute. If anybody's going to get too cute in this game, isn't it Nick Sirianni?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But but the thing about it, his cuteness will become in, like, when they go.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Fourth on fourth down, stuff like. I think the play call is going to be fine. Now, the difference with the play call, and it always happens a lot of times, is when a coordinator is getting the head coaching job.
It happens against them.
Yes.
Because the Chiefs, so I feel like the Chiefs beat the Ravens before they play them
sometimes. They do.
Because they're like, oh, well, we got to do this, and they know we're going to do this, and then we got to do that. Like, I hope that the Eagles don't overthink things to the point where, like, paralysis by analysis or whatever you want to call it, because the Chiefs do that to people.
Yes.
And again, if anybody's going to do it in this game, it's not going to be them. It's going to be the young coordinators that maybe are going to get head coaching jobs and all that kind of stuff.
Just watch out for it. And last one, we got to go to break. Patrick Mahomes always has a dirty run in these games. If they tackle him when it's that moment, they're fine. But you got to tackle him.
Yeah.
When it's 3rd and 15 with 30 seconds left.
You have to find
a
way.
You got to tackle him.
Because it's going to come down to that.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
It's going to come down to huge moments late in the game. You just have to find a way to actually be the team that makes those big plays and not let it be the Chiefs. That's why they win these games. It's because somehow every single time when the big play needs to be made in the fourth quarter, they make it. It's crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.